As a band leader, pianist Robert Glasper started his recording career with a straightforward jazz trio, piano, bass, and drums. But lately, he's expanded his sound to include, oh, pretty much everything. R&B, hip-hop, rock, you name a style, you can pretty much find it on a series of albums called Black Radio. Robert Glasper won a few Grammys and hordes of new fans with that sound. So you might be surprised to hear he's stripped away the electronics, the overdubs, and singers, and gone back to his acoustic trio for his new album. This is the song I Don't Even Care from Robert Glasper's new album, Covered. You may have noticed it's a new arrangement for that song we heard earlier from Black Radio. Just about all of the tracks on Covered are cover songs.
My purpose was to make a trio album that everyone could understand. Most piano trio albums don't really cater to the average person, per se.
They cater to people who want to listen to jazz trio albums.
They cater to people who already listen to jazz. They preach to the choir. There's so many facets, so many different, you know, rooms in the house of jazz that you can visit. And that's what I do. I visit the rooms.
So talk about how you picked the tunes you picked for this album, because you have a kind of a wider catalog than a lot of artists to pick from.
Yeah, I wanted to try to, I mean, pretty much everything's in my iPod. So, I wanted to call it iPod Shuffle, but there was some kind of something wrong with that.
Copyright.
Yeah, this little thing called copyright. So I wanted to do a record, where I cover songs that I like that are not all the same necessarily. So, you know, I love Joni Mitchell. I wanted to do something by her. I love Radiohead, and I love hip-hop, so I put on something from Kendrick Lamar. And then I wanted to also do something from people that are, like, just my friends that I know really well and that whom I love their writing. And that's why I put a Bilal song on my album as well, you know, because standards only become standards because everybody plays your songs, you know. Mm-hmm. That's what happened back in the day for jazz, you know. Everybody's playing each other's songs. That's why they became standards. So I'm like, hey, I'm gonna play my friend's songs. And then you never know, other jazz musicians may play those songs now because I played them.
One of my favorite cuts on this record is In Case You Forgot. It's just a romp. You kind of go all out there.
Right.
I think it's like 13 minutes long.
Yeah.
And it's an original, but there are all sorts of quotations there. Am I crazy, or am I hearing both Cyndi Lauper and Abdullah Ibrahim?
What did I play there? Cyndi Lauper. I Can't Make You Love Me, Bonnie Raitt. What else did I play? Oh, I played Wind Beneath My Wings. That's right, I forgot. I'm so random when it comes to that stuff. But I love Bette Midler. My mother was a big Bette Midler fan, so I have a pretty... very, very hefty love for Bette Midler. I've watched Beaches more than I really want to tell you. More than a man like me should.
You end the record with a couple of very powerful pieces that feature spoken word. Mm-hmm. The next to the last track features Harry Belafonte.
Yes.
Let me tell you who I am.
How did that come about?
Actually, I'm working with Harry for his foundation. He has a foundation called Sankofa. Basically, artists to stand up and, you know, make a difference, which is what he's done his whole career.
I'm one of the ones of color who got over. I'm one of the ones your bullet missed.
So when I decided to do this record, you know, it just came to me with all the things happening in the world right now, with all the police shootings, and, you know, turn on TV, see what happened in Charleston, you know. It's just like, you know, I felt like we just need to hear something with some hope. Harry came from a horrible situation and made it through, you know. So I was like, man, I'm going to ask him to put a little something on here for that, just to give people hope and some inspiration.
I'm dyslexic. I'm the son of immigrants of color from an island of slaves who were dropouts also. They found their way to America's Harlem ghetto. They found no work inside the law, but with cunning, they survived outside the law. They made the rules.
And the way it sets up the last piece, because Harry Belafonte talks about, you know, he's one of the black men who survived.
Yes.
Who made it to,
exactly,
old age. And then
exactly.
Your last piece is covering Kendrick Lamar's Dying of Thirst.
Yes, exactly. And I had my son and some of his friends recite the names of the victims that have been wrongfully killed. I think I make more of a difference through my music versus talking. So I try to, you know, make certain points and document my time period, you know, through my music. That's the way to do it. All the greats did it, you know, Aretha Franklin, Nina Simone, Marvin Gaye, you know, on and on and on and on. You put on the record, they're talking about the times they're in, you know. Mm-hmm. And so that's how you mark history. That's how you make history.
Marley Graham.
Robert Glasper, his new album is called Covered. He joined me here at NPR West, and it was such a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And for Sunday, that's All Things Considered from NPR West. I'm Arun Roth. You can follow us on Twitter at NPRWATC. Follow me at ARUNRATH. I want to say a happy Father's Day to all the great dads out there, especially my dad. I owe you everything. You are the greatest. We're back next weekend. Have a great week, everybody.